everybody's crossing the infields that way right now. So looking forward to having a chance to see what we're doing against another team. 40-minute game. Everybody's playing to win.
Quinn, regarding pace, why do you want this team to play fast?
It fits our personnel, quite simply. If you go through our players and you look at where they're efficient, it's pretty clear. You know, we are not an isolation team. And that doesn't mean we don't need guys to make plays and create advantages on their own. But if we live in that environment, in the half court, it just doesn't play to our strengths. It's something that was, I think, apparent, you know, early last year. And we made some adjustments as far as what we were trying to do offensively in terms of spacing and a lot of things that I thought would facilitate that and give us a chance. And then it's a question of, you know, buying in, drilling, forming habits the same way you would in a defensive end with respect to spacing and running. So it's not frenetic, but I think when we get some guys, take Zach for example, you know, the way he's shooting the ball, the range he's shooting with, the way he's finishing in transition, he's 20 years old, so he's going to continue to grow as a player. But you know, right now, you as a coach, you want to put your players in the best position for them to be successful. We've got multiple ball handlers. We're as effective when JJ's throwing it ahead to Trey as when Trey's throwing it ahead to JJ. So it's not like we're jumping onto a trend. Something that I think has been clear, at least for myself, and I think our players see that as well. And then it's a question of execution. No different than executing a play in the half court. You're basically playing against the zone oftentimes in transition. So spacing becomes even more important. You have, like, if you look at running, like cutting. Putting pressure on the rim, whether it's with the ball or with people running. And then there's going to be, the game's going to slow down. You know, we have to be efficient in those situations. And, you know, it's no secret that, you know, Trey's going to run a lot of pick and roll. He's really good at it, you know. But that said, Trey can run pick and roll, you know, in the full court. And we want that. And when that happens, don't have a defense that's loaded and shifted, it's just much more difficult to guard. Looks a little different. It's a little more subtle. You know, screen actions in the full court, they can't top lock you. Because if the defense gets extended, you have space to drive. So the key thing for us is to try to break the paint and put pressure on the rim and get advantages. That would be the main thing, I would say. The question becomes, how do you best generate those advantages with the personnel that we have?
Coach, yesterday you talked about, when you were talking about Dyson, you mentioned leadership. You mentioned in media day that you guys are the third youngest team. I guess, what does leadership look like for this team to start the season?
I think that's evolving. You know, I think Dyson's someone that has those capabilities. There's a number of guys. Trey's obviously been in that role. You know, Kristaps is someone that's been on teams that have won at a high level. Nikhil's been in those situations as well, just to name a few guys. The difference for Dyson, I think, is his age and his youth. But you know, when you look out and you see the way that he's defending, to me, that speaks to, you know, leadership role in those situations. And a lot of it, you know, we think of leadership, there's a lot of ways that people lead. Some of them do it more by example. A lot of times those examples, and what you do, you know, creates a platform for you to use your voice more. That's not that's easier said than done. You know, to goes a little bit to just the personality type. If someone's quiet, it's, they're not talking at the dinner table. It's not as natural to talk on the floor. So those are things I think that you work at. You know, Jalen's another guy that was kind of in that little bit Tyson, Absol, some of the other guys I mentioned. But we've got some guys that see themselves in that light. And the key thing in my mind with that leadership that is the communication. We need to communicate collectively, particularly on the defense end.
Q, it seems on paper that this lineup that you have, the roster is deeper, bigger, and probably offers more versatility. How does that benefit you on the defensive end?
Well, it should in a number of ways. You know, I think we've got a kind of a core group of guys that are going to be playing, you know, more significant minutes. There's a lot of teams that I think are, you know, wherever the best way to say it, there's guys that are playing heavy minutes, 32, 34, 36, and then it gets to a point where you've got some guys on a given night that are playing 12 or 14 or whatever that is, and it allows you to play a deep rotation. In our case, that's, you know, if you know, we've started the way that we have, you've got some guys coming off the bench that you want them to play minutes. So that limits your depth in a larger sense, you know. But at the same time, to your point, some of those guys that are coming off the bench, you know, we want them to have a chance to impact the game. So with respect to the defense, I think we're still, you know, we want to be disruptive, but at the same time, again, you know, we have to play to some of our strengths. And when I speak of that, you know, Zach 6'10", you know, KP 7 plus. So how that kind of schematically fits together. And then, you know, with Trey, Trey's not as tall as those other guys. So there's a lot of things for us defensively that are a little bit unique, which creates some kind of tactical adjustments. And those things usually surface as the season progresses. You know they're coming in many situations, and then when those things happen, you adjust to them, and you continue to kind of grow and build. But you know, you have to have a base from which to work, and that's where training camp part of the season, I think, is really important. And yes, with this group, it really fits if you know, just logically, right? If you want to get out in the open court, you know, one way to do that, maybe the best way to do that is to get stops.
Quinn, what are you most curious to learn or see about this team, not only tonight, but maybe in the first week, that you just have not been able to simulate in practice, or something that will test your team that you're curious to see how they respond?
I think just the feel that individual guys have with each other, you know, having not played together, I know they want to have that, some of those things. Having guys that haven't been together, you know, say Trey and Kristaps, for example. JJ, you know, Kristaps, some of the guys that are new. How is O screening for Luke Kennard? You know, are we beginning to recognize and read situations where I see Luke corners and I go set a pin down for them, like intuitively. I think those things take time for us to see where we are in that continuum, I think. For me, I guess, I think it's going to be more of what we see in the next month and what we see in the next week. But I'm looking forward to seeing it tonight as well. And I think that that cohesion impacts execution. We've got a number of guys that I think are more along more trained with what we're doing, and some other guys that have played in, you know, the style that KP played in Boston is very different. The style that Nikhil played in Minnesota is very different, and those guys have embraced what we're trying to do. Again, I think it fits who they are as players. but there is a learning process that we'll go through, and you don't get to do that until you start playing games.
Coach, when you talk about the tempo that you want to play with, obviously getting stops is big, but rebounding is big as well. And when you're looking at the opponent tonight specifically, how much emphasis are you putting on crashing the glass, getting the ball out, being able to push in that regard?
Yeah, you know, it's you don't get a stop unless you do rebound, right? So I think that's the kind of the final piece of the defense. And a lot of times, those rebounds are rotational rebounds. So we need to rebound at all five positions. And as you said, you know, those getting those stops, you know, allows you to, kind of triggers your offense. We have to take advantage of that. You know, we've had some, the two things that I think that we've seen in the preseason that really stand out, we haven't taken care of the ball. You know, that's hard because now you're defending against a team in the open court with numbers. And now you're taken out of the net, and it's really tough to run in those situations. So that's something we have to find a balance between attacking, safe with the ball and making high percentage plays. And as you said, we've given up too many offensive rebounds. And you know, collectively, that's something we have to begin to do as a team.
Hey, Quinn, since Darko got to Toronto, he's really preached an equal opportunity, lots of passing, lots of ball movement, lots of cutting offense. I know they've also been pretty unhealthy, so you probably haven't seen them at full power for a while, but how does putting Brandon in the middle of that or as a big part of it affect the way you attack this team and you approach this team, I should say?
First of all, I have tremendous respect for Darko. He's a friend. There's probably not too many head coaches in the NBA that have been to Belgrade and hung out with him. You know, I go way back to Austin days. So tons of respect for him as a coach and what they've done. To be quite frank, we've had our share of challenges with respect to injuries. And I think both teams adding some players now that are really good players, and integrating them into what they're doing is really important. And obviously, Brandon is a unique player. Too many guys that are capable of creating a shot, high percentage shot, making contested shots. So his addition, I think, and then getting some guys back, as you mentioned, that are healthy, you know, particularly quickly. You've got somebody in that position to push pace. So there's a lot of similarities, I think, between the two teams. You know, they're different, obviously, but you know, both teams. Rosters been shaped that are, you know, in the process of further establishing an identity. And, as I said, that's, you know, it's very clear there. You know, we know what we're going to see tonight in terms of full court pressure and trying to force turnovers and physicality. That's how they play. Look at all the preseason numbers. And we faced that against them last year, you know, through late in the season. So. They've embraced that, and that's part of your preparation. It's less about running this or that play or this or that coverage. It's about taking care of the ball and getting back.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.